Okay, sisters, so I'm back, and I just want to do an audio. That way I can think and kind of summarize maybe something I forgot. I wanted to talk about in the van life, when you have a cooler, it's usually not like, they're not as big as a refrigerator. And if it was, you'd have to have a whole lot of ice. So that's really not practical. So you have to keep that in mind when you're in van life, that you have a cooler. Things could be perishable, even more so, because it might not be quite as cold as a refrigerator. And so keep that in mind when you're buying your ingredients. And that brings up one thing I'm thinking about, and that's meat, like fresh meat. We don't eat a whole lot of that. Just for that reason. Well, health reasons, we don't like to eat a whole lot, and it is kind of expensive having meat unless you find it on sale. And so, like Brother Tupos reminded me, every once in a while I'll find like a markdown rotisserie chicken that's already cooked, because you can't cook a whole chicken in the van life unless you're like plugged in and you got a whole oven in it, which we don't. So, well, that's part of van life, the noise.
Race car going by.
Right. The other night, what was it they were doing?
They were spreading bark, and the bobcat was beeping all night. Beep, beep, beep.
Yeah. And the night, it was one other night we were in this one location. And
They were trimming branches over.
Yeah, they were walking around.
They're working at 2 in the morning trimming branches at the parking lot.
Yep. You get the leaf blower guy, then you get the sweeper guy. And yeah, so anyway, it's all good. Sometimes loud noises don't show up as good on the audio, but that's all right. So anyway, what was I talking about? I think I was talking about the meat.
Yep.
The meat situation. You could certainly buy meat, but it's one of those things that I don't really eat much meat at all. Neither does Brother Tupos. But if I do get some, it's mainly for him. So I try to find it in small quantities, which is really, really hard to do today, and for an affordable price.
What? Can I say something that we get once in a while?
Yeah.
You buy me all natural hot dogs when they're on sale.
Oh,
and
thank
sometimes
you.
We cook them, and I even have a chance. I have a little fire. I cook them on the fire for a place where I can
Your
do
little
that.
Rocket stove.
My
yeah.
little rocket stove, and then other times you just cook them for me. So hot dogs are another thing. Good
I forgot
natural
that.
Ones.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good one. I
you
forgot
put them in
that.
My pasta, or I roll them up in a tortilla.
Oh yeah.
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 And they're natural hot dogs. They're not bad for you.
Yeah, yeah. And then, like I said, sometimes lunch meat and stuff, because we don't eat much of it. It'll last a long time. I'll tell you what, sisters, we are, like, super, super frugal with our meals, or with the cost of our meals. And so you all do what you do. But anyway, so like a rotisserie chicken, you know, if I find one, I'll tear it all off the bone, and it can have many, many meals for Brother Tupos. And sometimes if it's soft enough, I can have some.
Yeah, they're like $3 or $4 each, and we eat like 5 or 6 times off of them.
Yeah, sometimes they're normally like $7 or $8, and I got one for $3.
Yeah.
You know, so we just kind of look for that. It's not like it's a big deal to us, because we think food for the belly for the food. Wait, is that how it goes?
Yeah.
Scripture verse?
Close enough.
Yeah, and it's not like this
food
life isn't
belly,
all about
food, yeah.
Yeah, it's not all about food and
right.
drinks. It's
just
all about the kingdom of God.
Body.
Yeah, so it's just simple, and we're just thankful for the food that we have. And so, let's see, we talked about meat. Here's a tip for you. Like, say I get a thing of, like, I just did that today. I haven't done this in a long, long time. I got a little pound of ground chicken or ground turkey.
I know what you're gonna
make. Yeah, brother sent a little video of him making some taco meat, and I thought, you know, I haven't blessed Brother Tupos with any kind of, like, meat like that in a while. So I bought a little thing of cheese, some tortillas, and some ground turkey or chicken, and then
that'll
last
several days.
That's gonna last a long time. Oh yeah, yeah. So what I wanted to say about meat, when you're in the cooler, you want what I do when you're living out of a cooler is I'm gonna take that pound of the ground meat and I'm gonna brown it all up, and then I'm gonna cool it off under a fan, and then I'm gonna put it in a Ziploc bag or container or whatever in the cooler, and then kind of dish out of that. What I don't like is having raw meat in the cooler for very long at all. So anytime I get any kind of meat, if I do, I cook it up right away or within the next day,
yeah.
because it seems to just preserve it and give you just maybe a little bit of extra time.
Yeah.
And so, let's see, is there anything else on meat?
I don't know, but if you men are listening, make your life easy. Make your wife's life easy and get used to eating the same foods. Like if Sister Amon does that for me, I'll eat tacos for lunch. I may not eat them for dinner, and then I'll eat tacos the next day for lunch and dinner, and I just don't mind it. Get used to eating the same type of foods, because, again, it's just food for the belly, and it's really, we don't want to be striving for the king's dainties. I'm talking to the men here, so.
Yeah.
Because some single brothers could be listening to this, learning how to cook, and so.
Right, and we know husbands are listening and stuff to what their wives are listening to.
Don't be picky about your food, and life will be a lot better. Better, you got a lot more things to focus on than pleasing your appetites.
Yeah, you know, you say that, and that was another thing I was thinking about for sisters. You know, in the van life, it does have its challenges to learn when you first get in it, what to cook, how to cook it, refining it, maybe something doesn't work out right. But once you kind of get past all that, it's just a simple flow, just like, you know, any other thing that you do. And I think you'll be thankful for the simpleness of it, you know, like, I mean, eating the same things, you don't have to think a whole lot. There's a lot of times, because I eat a lot of the same soups or whatever, and so I'll ask Brother Tupus, I'm like, what do you want for dinner? And there's like, what, five or six things we normally eat, and he
and
just picks
honestly,
one.
Honestly, I watch you cook, and we do a lot of, is this right, finger foods. Foods you can just pick up and eat, like sandwiches and
I showed him the lunch
cheese.
Ones.
Yeah. Yep. We eat a lot of finger foods, not big three-course meals. We eat a lot of finger foods.
Yeah, and that's right. Good point, because on the... That one post I did about how I cook, I talked about how I usually do it in like one pot. I have two of the pots sometimes, and I usually run them both at the same time to save some power on the generator. I'll be making my soup while I'm making Brother Tupus rice or pasta or something. Or I use that thing and I can toast him up bread, you know, a piece of bread with a pasta or something, you know. I did kind of mention eggs. I think I might have mentioned eggs at one time. Maybe I did
or
not.
Those are a treat we get once in a while.
Yeah, they're a treat. Number one, they're really expensive now. But even if they weren't, I'll tell you what, they're very fragile in the cooler.
Yeah.
Because they're so big, and they take up a lot of room, and you don't want to crush them. So when I do get them, we eat them up within a few days or whatever.
Egg sandwiches, scrambled eggs, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I guess it's all pretty much pretty simple things. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at my notes. Yeah, we don't really eat out. We never go to a restaurant. No, I can't remember the last time we went into a restaurant.
Yeah, we don't
and sat
go to sit-down restaurants. Can I throw something in there every once in a while? Because we go to gas stations, and they give us, when we get our gas, they give us, generally, we get free ice and free water. And I always like to be a good customer, so I'll keep my eye open, and I do buy one slice of pizza every once in a while.
Every so often,
and it's kind of $2 maybe sometimes. And it's not very often I do it, but I do it once in a while. So I kind of augment that's kind of a treat side, and that kind of helps out. And then you don't have to cook for me then.
All right.
Very rare, though.
Right, especially like...
Maybe a couple times a month, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one time you got it for $1.25.
Yeah,
that
dollar
was really
and a quarter.
Good.
It was good.
Yeah. Yeah, so we look
or
for
Or sometimes
that.
We'll see egg roll, a big egg roll that's on sale.
Oh, yeah, because sometimes
for a buck.
Sometimes they mark things down,
and
too.
And they'll have egg roll ramen
soup. So if you watch.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think those are it. I think maybe I'll just pause this and think for a minute so I'm not just rambling on about nothing here.
Yeah. And again, I'm speaking to the single men or the husbands that are listening. Go easy on your wife. Don't get involved in cooking a lot of meat. Get yourself a little cooker. I've got a video on it on the Van Dweller page, a little... turbo cooker, wood cooker, and then when you're camped in a place where you can fire up your little wood stove, go out and make your little shish kebabs, make your little steaks on your little grill. Do that outside. It's really hard in the van life to do those kind of things, so reserve that as a special treat, and you'll go a lot easier on your Titus Two Keeper.
Right, thank you. Yeah, that's a good one. And then I was also thinking while you're talking about that, it's good to have an assortment of the dry things in your cupboards and your shelves. And that's why I was mentioning how I like the freeze-dried vegetables, but I wouldn't recommend buying them now. So some cans of vegetables, and you can buy frozen ones. And the reason I'm talking about this, I'm kind of losing my train of thought here, is a lot of produce in the cooler isn't always good either.
No.
You know, so, and yeah, here I go. I'm trying to get my train of thought back. This is live. So, yeah, as you're traveling, you're going to be in grocery store parking lots a lot.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah, you're far from grocery stores.
Right. And so you don't need to stock up on big piles of fresh things such as meat or produce or, you know, you don't have to overstock on. Of course, unless you get a discount, you get it, and then you just eat a lot.
You like, watch the Aldi sales. We get produce at Aldi's and stuff on sale.
Oh, yeah, and there you go. eat what's on sale. If you go into a store and they have some fresh things, you know, that you don't normally buy, and you're like, yeah, this is really awesome, make sure you go ahead and stock up, but make that your meals.
I remember not long ago you went into a grocery store and you came out with a giant bag of apples that usually cost $5 or $6, and you got it for $1.
Yeah.
And we ate apples for the longest time.
Yeah, we did. You just kind of incorporate it in all your meals and just keep eating off from them.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah.
You just did a video where we make sweet potato chips, things like that that are simple and easy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yep.
Stuff like that.
That's on there, too, on the Titus, too. Yeah, I didn't put that in the van life, I don't think. I'll have to go look and see and make sure I linked it to that.
And I don't know if you're going to do something different. You said you're going to do a cooler one.
Yeah.
You probably didn't mention us there. We do eat yogurt. We like yogurt.
Yep. So, yeah, in the cooler, and I'm going to do one on that. Yeah, we do have some yogurt because it's good, healthy things to help you out and stuff, but... now that you brought that up, we like to have just a little dish of that at night. For some reason, it kind of turned into a little bit of our snack time.
Yeah, we eat better than ice cream.
Yeah.
We used to eat, in our past life before Christ, we used to have sweet tooths, me, really, and I got Sister Amin into it, and we used to eat a lot of ice cream, which is expensive, it's fattening, and in this life, now that we try to be more reserved and control things, a little bit of yogurt, a little bit
of yogurt. Yeah, I like to put a little bit of... granola in it, or maybe a little bit of fruit if we have it.
What's the stuff that you've been making?
I was just going to say that chia, they call it chia pudding. It's not creamy like pudding, but it is kind of something or other. It's just like milk, chia seeds. I put a little cocoa and a little stevia in it.
Very good.
And yeah, I just did it last night. I put some of that on top of our little dish of yogurt, and it was really good.
Yep.
So, yeah, I guess
we eat. You know what? People always ask me, men always ask me, and I say, we eat very, very good. We just don't eat a lot of big, heavy, 3, 4, 5 course meals.
Or complicated.
Or complicated. But other than that, we eat simple. And I would say meat is probably way less than 10% of our diet.
Oh, yeah, way less.
Way less than 10%, yeah.
Yeah. And also, another thing I don't
do. Other than fish. We eat a lot of fish.
Yeah, canned.
Is that meat? Yeah, canned fish, yeah.
Yeah. Another thing I don't have is a whole lot of spices. That might be something, that's your choice or whatever. I have just a couple things and that's it, just because I don't want to take up the space on it.
I like sea salt.
Oh, yeah, we have that. But I don't make sauces and I don't do any of that complicated stuff. So when we have rice, I'll put on some amino acids. It's kind of like soy sauce. And the pasta, I'll just put like butter and Parmesan on it.
Yep.
And we don't. I don't know. We're just thankful we don't get bored or anything.
No,
it just is what it is.
Well, you know what it is? The key is we're in ministry. We have saints to edify. We have a ministry to run. We have witnessing and street preaching to do. Food's not a big focus to us.
No, it's not. And that's why
it's
I like to keep
to
it simple.
Just to fuel our bodies and keep going.
Right.
And then you make bigger bags up that we hand out to people, and that's part of our food that you buy. But food is not a big part of our lives. So
right.
Most people. When I was a pagan, food was a huge part of my life.
Oh.
It was almost an idol.
Yeah, we've heard testimonies of people who, before Christ, were very enamored with food. And it's one thing I've never really had an issue. Okay, food for me, I used to be so wrapped up in organic and natural. I was petrified to eat anything from the store if it didn't have that certification. That's about the only thing I had for food. But I had to drop that, too, because in the van life, you know, I'm just buying regular vegetables from the store. And they probably got pesticides and stuff on them. But you know what? My father's bigger than all that.
Yeah, and the other thing I wanted to bring up, when we were first believers, I remember when we used to gather with some people in a home fellowship. Mm. I remember food was like a big deal and 5-course things and big desserts and all this stuff. And you know what? Now, if we gather with saints, simple, simple, simple. We go to a park and we eat peanut butter jelly sandwiches, or we cook on my little grill some hot dogs, or Sister Amin makes soup or pasta. Simple, simple. The focus is the Lord and the saints, not the food.
Right. Yeah, it's freedom.
Yeah, amen.
It really is. You know, and you can have that freedom in your homes, too. You can simplify your life and your cooking in your homes, even if you're not going in the van life.
Real quick, I'm going to put you on the spot. Ready?
Oh.
To help the Titus Two ladies, how much time every day do you spend cooking? Seriously. I think I have a number.
Maybe 1 hour total.
I would say that would be way on the heavy
side. It depends.
Most of it's cleanup.
Well, yeah, that's part of it.
Yeah, you're right.
Cooking,
but yeah,
cleaning.
You spend way less than an hour for breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Oh, yeah. So what I meant, max would be an hour, and that would be for all of them included.
All of them.
On the days that I cook the 2 pots, you know, for the next day.
Right.
Because, like, I leapfrog every other day, kind of. I cook for the next day.
Yeah.
That day and the next day.
Some people might take an hour on one meal.
Oh, I know. I know, because it's, yeah, yeah, I get what you're saying. But, yeah, so.
That just helps you see how simple we are.
Yeah, when I cook the one meal and I get it all done for the next day all I do is I throw it in the microwave, you know, and 5 minutes later we get our next meal and then we have finger food. So, yeah, I see what you're getting at, you know, with the saving of time.
It's, and you don't have a lot of dishes because we keep that real simple.
Yeah,
and
our food bill is really easy. Yeah. What we eat is easy to find in the stores.
Right.
And I'll say that as well.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
we're not lacking on things when we go in there. I mean, other than maybe.
Look what you did today. We wanted a little different snack than we normally have. We don't do it all the time. You went and bought a big bag of carrots for a dollar or something, right?
Oh, carrots are usually like 98 cents
and
a pound or whatever.
And cut them all up in a bag, and now we got a carrot and a piece of string cheese, and that's a snack at night.
Yeah. Yep. And I'm sure a lot of this might be some of what you've already been doing in your homes, but I guess you kind of get a glimpse into our life, how we do it. It's pretty easy and
might help people that are brand new to van life. This works in this simple apartment life too.
Yeah, so I was saying you can simplify your
life. We know a brother who's single and he's learned how we eat by cooking simple things. He got.
Yeah, he's already pretty simple.
You inspired him to get a little electric pot and he uses that and he likes it.
Yeah. Yeah, so it doesn't have to be complicated. It sets you free. I love the freedom in Christ from so many different things.
The other thing we eat a lot of, ready?
What?
You didn't mention this probably.
Probably not.
Bananas.
Oh, I gotta have my bananas because I have like a.
Because we get them cheap.
I make a smoothie shake for my lunches, and yeah, the bananas they range. I'll tell you what, when we're down here in the southern area in the wintertime, sometimes they go down to a quarter a pound.
Yeah,
that's
and there's
insane.
Nothing like a nice, really good tasting banana with a little squanch of peanut butter on it.
Right.
There's your snack.
Right. So I could sit here and list the foods that we eat, and it wouldn't be very big.
No.
So yeah. Anyway, I think that was it. Is there anything else
you
have?
I think you covered a lot.
Yeah, I think I did. So, anyway.
I'd be hungry if I didn't just eat.
Oh, right, right. Hey, what'd you have for dinner?
What did I have for dinner? You made me pasta, and it had corn and beans in it, and you made me a piece of, like, toast that was made in your electric cooker, and I had a piece, a couple of olives, and I think that was it, with a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
Yeah. You probably get that again tomorrow night, too.
I love it. I'll do it.
All right, sisters, hopefully that helped you out, and let's see. I'm not sure what I'm going to do next, but there'll be something, another one coming up in the next few days, Lord willing.
Amen.
All right, we love you all.
Have a joyous day. God be praised.